Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Y'all show so much love. Ooh, Ryan or Dime, I like that. Man, why the struggle, boy? I was in a struggle bus, yo. And sometimes we gotta ride that motherfucker. But yo, let me get this dry. I need this, cause I was just struggling. Just before I could get this episode out, this next episode for y'all, what I'm doing. I was just going through it, bro. I was trying to get my microphones rearranged, you know what I'm saying? Unplugging this, plugging that, and sure enough. So I'm like, I know I'm plugging everything right. I'm YouTube University on shit right now, Reddit.com, all this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to teach myself. Ain't nobody here to really, you know, fuck with me right now because they all working and shit. So I get it going. After I get it going and, you know, popping, I go to the my software site that I use to record and everything. And that junk starts tweaking out. So I'm like, man, what is it now? So that struggle. I got it right, though. I'm here. I'm alive. You know, I'm well. You know, it's just very, very tedious and annoying behavior, man, for real. But I think that's what makes us get value out of things at the end of the long run because, drop my lighter. But anyways, that struggle that we go through. And why I think that the struggle is good. I'm going to tell you a little story about this butterfly. It's a little snippet by EC's, you know. So there was once this butterfly, right? There was once this butterfly. And it didn't even know how to fly. It didn't know it could fly. The crazy thing is it didn't even know it was a butterfly yet. It didn't even know it was a butterfly, right? Because it was still a caterpillar. It was still got to go through this life that we call struggle. You know what I'm saying? It hasn't gone through any struggle. It hasn't really embraced what it was, what its purpose of what it's going to become. So, you know, this caterpillar was just running through, like, you know, the thick, tall, you know, rough patches of, you know, life, you know, the rough patches of grass, those life patches that we hit, those rough spots. And, like, you know, it was just aimlessly just running around, you know, as a caterpillar is ugly, you know. So, like, when we're first born, when we first kind of come out, you know, ain't no sense as a cute baby. You're still trying to learn. You're still trying to grow into yourself. You're still trying to find yourself. So, you know, this caterpillar is just wandering around, taking these bumps and bruises along the way, wondering why it's going through that, you know, I can't see over this grass. Every time I get there, you know, there's these other things, these other life things that are trying to take me out, trying to consume me, you know, and it's just like, what's going on? What more I gotta do? And so the caterpillar just keeps, you know, wondering and, you know, aimlessly running around blind, unaware what its purpose is, you know, what's it gonna become. You know, it was almost consumed by, like, you know, by the wild struggles around it. You know, it was just to the point where the caterpillar got real tired. It was just getting real tired and it was almost game up. He just wanted to simply rest. Just to catch he or she, whatever you, this caterpillar wanted to just simply rest, right? So, before he was about to rest, he saw a tree and, you know, again, a caterpillar climbed it. It's like, okay, I'm gonna go to this tree. I'm gonna sleep somewhere safe. You know, feel somewhere a little above the ground. There's a little less. I'm small, but there's some leaves I might not be noticed. So I'm safe. So he ducked off into the, you know, to climb the tree, and it got to the edge of the tree, to the branches. So it got there and he just kept crawling and crawled and, you know, crawling to the edge, and, you know, it got there until it got to the end, and it saw this light. And where it saw that light, it was like, man, that light looks so, you know, just so drawn. Like, when I want to go. I feel safe. Like, it's a safe haven. I feel like there's more life on that side. Like, the grass is greener type of vibe that caterpillar was getting. But it was just so far. It was just so far. And then he, you know, the little caterpillar was just so torn down. Was just so battered because you got to understand, it went through a lot. And just that climb up to the top was a lot for the caterpillar. It was just simply a lot. It was a lot for the caterpillar to take in. It was just too much at such points in times. So the caterpillar was like, you know what? I'm just gonna rest right here. So it kept focusing and looking at that light. And as his light just, you know, as the caterpillar's eyes closed, you know, it just went to a deep sleep. So another person, this person walks by. And, you know, it sees this caterpillar. Now, I said tree, right? You're like, oh, wait, how's a person see a tree? So, the tree was really, it's, you know, nothing too tall. It was just like a little small, little, you know, little stump tree, nothing crazy. But to the caterpillar, it's a tall, giant tree, you know. But anyways, you know, so the man sees it, or the person sees it. And they see that caterpillar. And they see the caterpillar is kind of like struggling almost, it seems like. Like it sees like an object, like trying to, like, get out of, like, this cocoon, this weird looking, you know, type of like sack. But So, you know, he went to it and he, you know, he sees it struggling. Like anybody else, he sees like this innocent little thing needing help. So he comes by, or the person comes by and cuts the cocoon. And when it cuts the cocoon, you know, the butterfly or, you know, the object comes out and he sees like these bruised up, swelled up looking wings and insect, that object. He's like, what's going on? It seems like it was just like what's going on? Like, why is it looking like this? So, you know, the man had thought that he had helped the butterfly. He thought by cutting the cocoon, it could break free. It should be good. It should go. But the butterfly was really weak and it couldn't even, you know, continue. Like it couldn't even flap his wings, because the caterpillar, to strengthen his wings, to fly to the light, it had to go through that struggle. So when that caterpillar has to burst through that, when it's wiggling out, when you're at that point where you're like, oh, this is, I can't take it no more. I'm just ready to give up. That's where you just keep wiggling and you just keep going for it. And that's when that struggle might get a little too rough, or that, you know, somebody's like an adversary, an opposition. And it's never that. It's really just you versus you. Like right there, for example, that caterpillar, when it became a butterfly, it was really just, it was him versus the cocoon. He became that cocoon. The caterpillar became this cocoon to evolve into this butterfly, right? But it had to break free. It had to get out. It had to almost like, you know, struggle his way and fight and really get out. But sometimes we have people in life that come by and, you know, they want to help. And you might be that person who wants to come by and help. Yeah, we might need assistance or guidance. But at the same time, you can't do it all the way. You can't fully grab that person's hand and really guide them through life. You got to let them struggle sometimes. So that butterfly wings were now kind of like stunted. Its full potential strength was a little hurt. It would get there, but it not maybe at the same path. So we are all butterflies. And that man or this person could potentially be a friend, you know, a family member, a significant other, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or just something that's potentially protecting you from the world. You know, you might be potentially feel like you're sheltering something or something. You ever had like a relationship, like a boyfriend or girlfriend or something, or family you really cared about, and you just want to protect them? Like, oh, they're just so innocent, so precious. I like them. You know, I don't want to hurt them. I want nobody else to hurt them. And we shelter them. And then you're stunting that person's growth, that potential. You got to let, sometimes a struggle is not necessarily a struggle. It could just be, we take it as a struggle, but that just be a simple lesson. Just a simple lesson that we're not aware of yet. A lesson that you're gonna come back to and appreciate it, be like, wow, you know, I'm kind of, yeah, I could have done this and that, it'd go a little easier, but going this way, guess what? You learned something. I know the things that I went through, my trials and tribulations, my struggles weren't always like, I gotta look back, yeah, I guess you could say I struggled, but did I ever really struggle? Always had a roof over my head, always had clothes on my back, always had a way to get around, you know, it's always had food on the table, you know, so it's just like, what was you really struggling with? What was you really going through? And then really think, is this like a struggle? I can see if you had like, I was homeless, you were broke, you had nothing, you were out in the streets, you know, you had nowhere to go for a little bit, and then that would be a lesson back. But that was that. But some people, I think, see a struggle and really just like, you know, how you really look back at what is a struggle. You know, people overseas right now, that what they're going through over there in Israel, you know what I'm saying? Like, and over there in Palestine and other countries in the Middle East, like, they're being suppressed. Like, slavery was a struggle, you know, oppressed, like being tortured and being in this system for, you know, for the last 400 years. And it's still going in a systemic way. But you got people out there that are sheltering, protecting. We are not therapists. You know, you can support them, but don't live for them. So as like, for example, another example, you're a spotter. You know, a spotter is there just to spot that person. The weight doesn't fall and crush their neck or crush their chest, whatever. But you don't really fully, you don't lift the weight for them. You just give them you let that person push that weight. You might give that extra, that little 10%, that little guidance. That's all. Keep the form right. Keep them safe. But you're not out there lifting them. You're not doing the work for them. You're not going out there showing them the work, doing the work, and then be like, hey, here's the reward. Here you go. You'll be a fool if you do that. You'll be a fool. So suffering is evolving. We hate pain, but it's an emotional message to really tell us to stop doing what we are doing. So it's like, okay, you know, you're struggling in this situation. Like, why am I always feeling like as if like I'm lonely? Like, why am I feeling lonely? I'm around family, I'm around friends. What's like that? Might that's definitely something maybe eternal. Maybe something you were you maybe felt disbandment at one point. Maybe you went through a point where you know your friends left you in a sense, or you got dumped and you felt like you know you can never really find love again. I see. You feel you were romantically lonely. You know, hopeless romantic to say. So there's different things that we go through and different stages of what we have going on. It's just that's just a part of life that we have to go through and embrace it. Because then what you go through, somebody else might be going through. Or you can prevent them or give them some guidance and say, hey, I've been there before. I wouldn't really do that. And they might ask why. Of course they might ask why. Be curious. They might think, no, you don't know what you're talking about. But guess what? Let them know. And then when they see it for themselves, they might still have to go through it and take those bumps and bruises. Monkey see, monkey do. Some people can see it and still do it. They know that, oh, man, I just saw what happened to such and such. I shouldn't do that. But guess what? They go back and they do it anyway. And they still do it. And another person see, oh, man, this person just did it. And they're doing the same thing. And then guess what? Same results. So it's just, at the same time, you got to see and learn from, you can learn from other people's past sufferings and people struggling. History repeats itself. If you just learn from it, just don't do it. You'll see it. But if you're a person out there trying to play therapist, or if you're right now a person who's struggling, just let people know. But hey, you know, I have a little, you know, this is what I'm going through. You know, this is what I have going on. This is what I feel like is what could be better for me, what can help me. And when you get to that point and you figure that out, just let them know, like, hey, I'm good. I'm not saying I don't want the help, but right now I don't want to feel like I'm in a situation where I fully rely on you guys and I'm not learning and I'm not gaining for my own and you're not being helped in the right proper ways, you know? And you don't want that. You don't want to go through something. Yes, we don't go through alone, but you got to learn. You got to learn. Because if you don't, you're going to do it again and again and again. And this is where you get comfortable because, oh yeah, I got mommy, daddy to bail me out, or I got this person to fall back to, or if this happens, I could just go. And you're not even trying to get past this first little barrier, going this first little level of this first little, you know, first little moment of when things don't go smooth, of like a rough patch, that rough patch is in the story. This first little moment of you think you're struggling, you give up, you just fold, and you just want to sit here and just, oh, you know, this is what it is. That's how it is. I got this though. I'll be good. And people get comfortable, and that's when we become therapists, and that's scary. Don't play therapy. You can get paid for it. Somebody always got something going on draining you, and you're always there to try to help. Yes, let them vent, but you always try to give advice. They don't even take it. Or you're always trying to, you know, you're always there to get them out of it. And then you throw your little rant, and guess what? A couple weeks go by, they're right back at point A. You're like, damn, motherfucker. You see? And then all you're doing is just gaining what? Nothing. They gain everything, though. Your attention, your time, your money if you're giving it to them. You know? Who knows? It could be just leeching off you. And you hear things because you think you see this person struggling. No, they're not struggling. They're self-inflicting. You know? And they got to get, only they can get out of it. Yes, the butterfly did kind of, it wasn't a self-inflicting thing. It evolved. But that's the thing. To evolve, we got to be uncomfortable. We got to go through pain. We're going to have those moments. And those are those moments of emotions. Don't think of it as emotion. Think of it as a message. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling that way? What can I do to change this, to help myself, to get myself and make myself feel better? It all comes down to that. Being self-aware of the moment at time, the time of present, what's going on. Knowing when it's time to go in that cocoon. Knowing when it's time to be shielded in your own energy, in your own presence, and evolve, and then break free. And when you're in that moment, there's going to be distractions. You might think somebody's helping you, but they're not. That's the saying. That's the story. The man thought he was helping the butterfly. He thinks, oh, you know, I'm just helping him. No. You could be enabling. You think that person, somebody could be an alcoholic, and they're like, yo, I'm winging myself off. Or they might be going through a point where, like, hey, I'm not trying to eat, like, this type of food. You know, I'm refraining from fast food. And then you guys are out. You're the type of person who's being around fast food. And then you're like, hey, you know, I know you're stopping down, but this is still a healthy option, you know? They're like, no, I'm not eating, like, Chipotle is fast food. Oh, just get the veggie, or just get this, or, no. Don't think you're helping in a way. Let them, if they have a regimen, somebody has a routine, respect it. You know, let that person go through what they're going through. You got to, because they're learning, they're evolving. Because right, or that if that person doesn't want to, even some people might want help and don't even necessary. They want the help and they ask for it, and the help comes, they don't really reciprocate it well. And then here you are again, forcing it, enabling that situation. You think you're helping that person, but really you're just enabling that person to go back to point A to point A. You got to let that person, I'm like, y'all leave them where they stand, let them learn. And then just be there, you know, just kind of give them a little guidance, a little tidbits. It's okay. You could definitely support them. Like I said, support them, but don't live for them. You're not living them life. You still got to do you. You still got to maintain your own mental, your own wave, your own going. You can still be going through your own trials, your own journey right now, your own path. And then you got all these demons and monsters and other things you haven't got over. These previous, you know, traumas and struggles that you haven't really covered, a struggle you're going through right now. Let's say you have, you're a sex addict, you know. You're going through that. You have, like, a sex issue. You know you're addicted to it, and you have a hard time of just really getting over that. I know I can admit to that. At one point in time, it was really difficult. Just really understanding that it was just so consistent, so easy, that it was just like, okay, this is again, like, a little habit now. This has become a little bit, you know, I'm like it's like every, it's like I knew. It got to a point almost like scheduled, and it got scary. So I had to stop that. But I know I couldn't be around people like, oh yeah, Eli, you know, I just have a couple people coming over, okay, but I'm like, no, I can't be around that. I'm really refraining myself. I'm really stopping. I'm going through this right now, and it's not even nothing bad. It's just the fact that I know I gotta just stop, and I see where I'm struggling at. So I retain myself. I worked on my own. We got out of the cocoon. You gotta evolve in different ways. Everybody's gonna have a moment in time where they're gonna see that. And it's gonna be a moment where, how are you gonna go? You can become that butterfly, or you can stay an ugly caterpillar and just keep wandering around and being just stepped on and walked on and just not standing for nothing, not making that moment of having a moment of clarity, you know, boom, this is it. This is my wake up call. A lot of us don't have that wake up call. Some of us might not. You gotta be aware of the signs. You gotta know when to know how your emotions are. You gotta know when to receive the help when it does, and how to receive it, and understand whether it's good or bad for you. Just because somebody does something, they might want something back, or they might think that, oh, you know, they're obligated now, or they have like a way over you. You don't want that. Make sure you have a good support around you when you're going through things. And just tell them that, hey, I'm going through something, but I'm not struggling. Tell them that. Because when you tell people, oh man, I'm struggling with this, or I've really been, it sounds really like depressing, really negative. It sounds like, damn, like, well, ask this person, like, why are they always struggling with money? Or I was broke. No. And it has like a negative connotation, like a negative stigma with it. Just like, hey, you know, I'm just going through a little rough time right now. Like, you know, I'm just, yeah, right now, I just noticed that I have a problem with this. And, you know, I'm struggling. I'm good. I'm still on my feet. I got this, I got that. But just understand that I need some, I am going through this little, you know, this time right now where I'm going to probably have, like, take a step back and go in my cocoon and retain my energy, my inner peace, and my mental. So that way I can really, because it starts with you first. You don't, that's what I'm saying, you can't rely on help on the outside. It starts with you first. That's what I'm saying, know when you need the help. Once you fully got yourself, for like, in a way where you can go and function now, and function on as if like function knowing what you went through, you got over it, or you can know you more have more control over it. Then when the help comes, you okay, good. Yeah, I do need that type of help. I'm ready for it. So drink your water. This is what I'm sipping on now. Drink your water and understand when the help is coming. So there's a couple easy things, but understand, if you're going through a struggle, quote unquote, be the butterfly, keeping you strong, and don't get consumed by the wild things around you, the wildlife things around you. Don't get consumed by it. And if you see a person struggling, don't just always be quick to just be somebody's therapist and help them. You know, ask them a question, or ask them, because sometimes they may look their struggle, but they're perfectly fine. They might be in a place where they need to be. You might be like, damn, this person ain't got this, they ain't got that, but that's where they need to be. You don't understand. They could have had it all, and they didn't know how to handle all that. They didn't understand how to handle all the money. They didn't understand how to handle, you know, maybe dating, treating women better, or treating men better, vice versa. They didn't understand how to, like, okay, you got your own spot, treat it right, take care of it. Don't just, you know, respect it. You don't, you know, take care of it. It's your kingdom. It's your peace. They got a new car. Now they don't have a car because they had multiple whips, and then they were just speeding in them. Now they lost it all. Life works like that. And now, but guess what? You might think like, man, this person ain't got this, but they had it all at one point. That's where they need to be, because they're learning now. They're evolving. They're understanding, okay, now about the next one I get, I know exactly what I'm going to do. And then boom. Like, I had this set up before, and it was just me starting off. And I was, you know, struggling. I'm like, damn, I ain't got this. I ain't got that equipment. I need this. I need a soundboard. I need a mixer. I need an out. Once I started learning, I retained back. Because I got kind of drawn off course, you know, other lives, other things, distractions came around. And once I got put back on and I got put on this path, it was easy. It was real, real easy to just kind of pick up and just go where I left off. But I wasn't picking up. It was a kind of like a start over. But it was me knowing now, gaining that knowledge, evolving from where I was at and understanding, okay, this is where I'm going to take it now. This is how much more I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to add to it. And this is how I'm going to expand to it. And this is how I'm going to build off of it. And then I look back, I'm like, you weren't even struggling, bro. You were learning, you know. You weren't even in a bad situation. You had it still, everything around you supporting you. You still had it made and more. And there's a lot of us like that who are in a situation right now where we think we're like, damn, we're down bad. We're not. We're not down bad at all. We're where we're supposed to be. We're in a perfectly good situation, a perfectly good opportunity. You just don't even see it. And you claim it as a struggle. Or you claim it, no, this is a good moment. Look at it. Sometimes the other thing is this glass is half full too. And you know, I know people out there, but I hate people think like that, because it'd be, you got to know, state the facts. If something's bad, no, they see things really differently. I'm like that. We really do look at, okay, why is this happening to me? What is going to happen next? Okay. I understand why, how did I get here? Okay. I got here because I did some fucked up shit. What did I do? Okay. I did this, and this. Yeah. I can see why I'm here now. And then you embrace it, you accept it. And you say, you know what? I learned from it. I'm not gonna do this shit again, because it's really, I'm in a little rut. I'm in a discomfortable place. I'm experiencing emotions that I don't like. So now I know I'm not gonna do it again. So I'm gonna evolve from it. I'm gonna learn from it. I'm going with my cocoon and come back this butterfly and fly to this other side, this other light that I see, this other light that I need to become where I'm at. And then that's how you just simply conquer little step by step situations. We have multiple phases of life. You know what I'm saying? We have multiple different phases of life. We do. We're all going to go through different phases. We're going to have different things, different gifts. You're going to find yourself. You're going to find something you like. You're going to find your gift, your niche. And that's what you say. I know that's when you know when to take the right help or not. Because if somebody's looking to really help you, support you genuinely, that's what you take. But you don't want to take fake love. I want to receive fake love. I kind of had that happen to me. You know, got into it with somebody, not really nothing bad, just, you know, we're on two different type of times. And I kind of, you know, told them that. They didn't really accept that. And then all of a sudden, boom, I'm just blocked on everything. And I'm just like, oh. So you weren't even, that's how you really feel. You weren't really supporting me then back then. And now you blocked me for real. And now you're trying to come back and spin the block talking about this. No, it don't work like that. Please. This ain't no, this ain't commit disease. This ain't no spin back. No, please do not spin back. You know, lately I've been running to a couple of my exes. They've been telling me to spin back. Nah, they nada. So anyway, that's on that note. We really got to just sit here and understand that not everything's a struggle in life, yo. And if we do things a struggle, it might be good. It might be a reason why you're in that situation. Sit down in it, embrace it, understand what it is. And then once you see, like, okay, this ain't even that. This is just a simple lesson. Because really, if I was really struggling, I'd be boom, 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 you know. You might have, I got a traffic ticket and lost this. Dang, I got a traffic ticket. I did lose my wit, but I could be in jail because I was doing over 20. And in this state, you know what I'm saying? That's, you could have, this is my third ticket in the last year. Who knows? You always got to look at that. So until you know you're in a situation where you really can't help yourself or do something for yourself, or you're really struggling, that's when you know. But right now, we're on a good piece. Don't always, it could be worse. It could be a lot worse in a lot of people's places, a lot of people's areas. A lot of people's country, states, families. It starts at home, and it builds up, and it manifests into more. It really does. It's going to become something more even by day. It's going to be tough. And at that moment, that's when you realize, that's when you're going to see when it's time to get that hope, or when you got to go back in your shell. Become that cocoon, and become that butterfly. I want to thank everybody signing out to you. Thank you. I pulled up and back in the fence. Thank y'all. Y'all so kind. All right, I'm going to end all my podcast episode of my rest of them. We are all stars. We all got starlight energy, starlight potential in us. When you go outside and you look outside up in the skies at night, what do you see? A bunch of stars, a bunch of different, just bright lights out there, just bright objects, just, you know, thousand miles away, just shining. That's in us. That's all in us. It's deep down in us, we all that energy. And keep shining. Do not nobody kill your light. Do not nobody kill your shine. Thanks for coming by. If y'all really like this episode of this podcast, please like, share, and comment. To be on YouTube, it's ECZ, you know what I'm saying? ECZ underscores the Instagram. I'm on Twitter too. Same thing, ECZ underscore ESEZY. Please like, share, comment. This is on Spotify, Apple Podcast. Love you a lot. Peace, y'all. This is in Google Podcast. Love you a lot. Peace, y'all. Love you a lot. Peace, y'all. Love you a lot. Peace, y'all.